Unfortunately, a number of people from the community have been in contact with me in relation to the closure of an inner in Ballinafina. And this is terrible news, but no reflection whatsoever onto the staff or Corna Ninara, who have worked tirelessly over the years to keep the doors open and still are willing to keep the doors open if the numbers add up. Now, unfortunately, what I've been told anyway is that there's only 3 enrolments this year and they would need the minimum of 5 or 6 at the very, very least to keep the doors open. Now, I've been in contact with senior staff where I've requested a meeting with myself and Corlear O'Scanlan from Ongale Tutler, and I'm conscious that others are working on this as well, and to see how we as councillors can maybe support or help to try to keep the doors open.
And say you lost the facility, what is the nearest local alternative for people?
Well, there's an alternative there, surely, but that's, with respect, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about to see how we can try to work together as a community, Mark Gailtat, and try to keep the doors open here. Yes, there is a conscious that there are up and coming and other places, but I suppose for us, it's the idea that yet another service could be taken away from our rural community, a Gailtat community. We know that the Scoil na Dúshaoirí is going to close, unfortunately, and that would leave us another body blow in the Gailtat layer. Now, there is work being done, no doubt, from the likes of Corlear O'Scanlan and many others who are trying to see if there is a way of trying to make sure that we do keep these doors opened.
And it's probably a wider point about rural depopulation there as well, where they can't get the numbers in because people aren't having families and there's less people there to take in, isn't it?
Well, look, the concern, obviously, from the young ones, perspective, you know, making sure that the numbers are trying to go to the crash. Also, we have staff there as well that we need to also bear in mind. And any service that is taken away from any Gaeltacht community is a blow to all of us, not just one of us. And it's important that we all rally around. Look, if you look at Anchaidhu and the side of the Rosses, where there's been great work to try to get the numbers up as well. There's been great community pushback to try to make sure that the doors don't close. And I think we need to put the same focus and energy and enthusiasm into this as well. And I know as a Gaeltacht councillor that anything that I can do, that I'm available to help.
And the example that you give there, so there is optimism that this can be turned around and the doors could stay open?
Well, look, the reality is if people are willing to send their children to Ballinafina, and maybe it is that case of going that extra mile and a half to 2 miles to make sure that the doors are open. Look, people don't want to see any services taken away from the Gaeltacht, and we've seen people travel before, and I'm confident that maybe this will be the same again, that people will go that extra mile to make sure that Ballinafina doesn't lose the service. They're very conscious of losing the school in the Dúshaoirí, and we can't afford to lose any more services, the Gaeltacht.